It's Nightside Cross Points.
It is time once again. Actually, we haven't done this segment under this title, but it's called Cross Point. It was called something else, but lawyers called. Joining us now in our studio, Jeff Bell and Ethan Millard, our political guru. And basically, this sort of came up because there's a politician, and we're going to find out more research or whatever. There's a politician, a female politician in South America, who basically said something along the lines of, you want to win office, you need to show more cleavage. You need to show more breastular area, more cleavage. So tonight, the question is, will cleavage either help or hurt Hillary Clinton in her quest for the presidency? You guys have flipped a Krugerrand, and it appears that Ethan Millard is going to go first. Ethan, hit it.
I go first. I have basically one word to describe my point. Ew. Really? Here's the thing. That kind of stuff isn't going to help any candidate, including Hillary Clinton. I mean, come on. There are 13-year-old boys watching, and while they'll watch, they can't vote.
Right.
So you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. I personally, I'm anti. This is America.
Uh-huh.
You keep it covered up.
Yeah. See, I was a 13-year-old boy, and the idea of Hillary Clinton or, you know, John McCain with cleavage would have done nothing for me. It just nothing.
No.
I would be more in the ew category.
Totally.
All right, Jeff Bell.
Well, first of all, I'd like to state that Ethan is an ignorant slut.
Yeah. That's kind of a given on every segment, yes.
But let me move on for a minute and take the hypothetical that Hillary Clinton from 20 years ago is transported through time. Maybe. Then maybe. Cleavage would be something that would help her out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're looking at different candidates and different behaviors, not per se Hillary Clinton, but Loretta Sanchez out of California, who you've probably seen before, Stephanie Herseth out of one of the Dakotas. Doesn't matter. They're
all the same thing. You've never seen them in the same room before, have you? No.
For those two, I could see it being beneficial for the campaign and to get them into office. They're both very, very pretty. And anybody political who's ever seen one of Loretta Sanchez's cards, Christmas cards, knows that risque and cleavage pretty much goes hand in hand.
Why, is she in a bathing suit? Is she in a bathing suit in that? Or?
She was a couple of years ago.
Seriously? Her Christmas card?
Yep, with her cat. And this year, this last Christmas, she was
with her cat
in bed in silk jammies.
Seriously,
with her cat.
You're not joking.
I'm really not.
You're
joking.
Serious,
Loretta.
Swear.
Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez.
Okay, and Ethan Miller.
Jeff Bell, how long have you been a smut peddler? Honestly,
quite a while.
You come in here and with these congresswomen, all it is. You know, Christmas card this and kitties in silk that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, is that why our country is in a mess?
Oh, ew. Here's the thing. Don't offend my sensibilities.
Uh-huh.
Okay, don't offend my sensibilities. In America, we keep it covered up.
Uh-huh.
We keep it covered up.
Like you're covered up now on our stick cam. Just
why
move it back
think...
a little bit because you've got Orrin Hatch covering your face.
Why do you
And I don't even want to talk about that.
This is my Orrin Hatch.
Well, there's a mask of Orrin Hatch. Let
Orrin
me just point
mask.
Out in case you can't. See that picture.
Well, you can see it if you look.
Okay,
on the stick
but we're on the radio, and just keep that in mind. All right.
All right. Here's my point. All right. Why do you think Hillary wears pantsuits? Because she knows one thing, and that is none of us want to see her ladiness.
Yeah.
We know she's a woman. Look at her hair. Look at her face. She's a woman. She doesn't have to prove it to us by unbuttoning an extra button. I mean, come on. She's running to be the president of the United States.
Do you seriously think if Hillary Clinton walked into a press conference and before she cleared her throat and started screaming at people like Teddy Kennedy likes to do during speeches, if she just walked up to the podium and then went, unbutton one button, now let me give my speech, that would make a difference at all?
I think it would for a certain demographic. That demographic is not the young voters that are trying, that the Democrats are really trying to bring across.
No,
but
it sounds like people in homes.
That demographic does not vote. They're too busy sitting in their basement with the lights off on the internet.
It's a hospice demographic, but everybody knows that old people vote. Now, Ted Kennedy, that's a guy with cleavage. Again,
he does. He has the largest moves in the Senate. I think everybody's voted
that. I think that's true. But you look at the fact that if she's running as a woman and she wraps herself up like a nun, like a snowboarder, whatever, you know, it does give a certain air of trying to pretend that she's all man.
What?
But the thing that's most important to understand from watching the C-SPAN coverage, because I heard about it and thought it was odd, when Hillary caused this gigantic controversy, she was showing less than a quarter inch of cleavage. As far as I can tell, it was an accident, and she probably just tucked her shirt in while sitting down.
Orrin Hatch does that, and nobody says anything. Ethan.
Jeff Bell, you're a moron.
I'll take that.
All right? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's the thing. Pantsuit is not a habit. It's not a snowboarder's outfit. It's just what it is.
It's not a burka.
Well, and you know what? I mean, I think it's silly. Look, we all know that women have a tough time doing things like running for president because people don't give them the benefit of the doubt because of their gender, and that's wrong. But I don't think that she
or the fact that they yell when they give speeches.
I don't think she needs to strip down to, you know, to prove a point about how she's a woman.
Oh, I don't think so either. I'm hoping that she doesn't.
I think we're all hoping.
Yeah, we are.
That there is a certain undeniability to femininity that Hillary Clinton has. I may not appreciate it. I may not even like it, you know, but I think it's going to help her out, and I think it's going to help her out quite a bit with women voters. You know, I mean, aside from the fact that you personally are scruffy-looking proof that evolution works in reverse, you know, and that you've somehow decided that the Quaker ideal of say, Jonestown is how America goes. I'm saying I would be as a 35-year-old voter more likely to vote for Congresswoman Jenny McCarthy, you know, than Congresswoman Mary Margaret.
All right, very quick, 10 seconds. Last words, Ethan.
Last words. I hope your daughter's listening to this segment, Jeff.
All right.
I'm stunned.
I want to thank both of you, Jeff Bell and Ethan Millard, for being with us for another continuing episode of, what's it called again? Crosspoint. We can't call it that other name because it connotates bathrooms, and that would be very bad. Well, except for...